Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and you are now tuned in to the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Career Prosperity Prayer Call. My God, I am just so always elated to join each and every one of you all every Monday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern time to say thank you, God. Thank you, God, for tapping me on the shoulders and saying, wake up, my child. Thank you, God, for tapping me on the shoulders and breathing breath in my lungs and saying, get up, my child. My God, thank you this morning for waking me up and starting me on my way. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So we just thank God. We give all the glory and all the honor to him right now. God, we thank you. And I don't know where you're at in this moment. When you're listening live, if you're listening to the replay, definitely give God a hand clap of praise, because we are thankful. We are grateful. And we are just happy to be in the land of the living and serving on another level, serving God on another level, on another level. So, yes, I played the song Don't Cry by Kirk Franklin. First off, it's a beautiful song, but it's super appropriate for the season that we are in right now. For those of us that are in the Christian faith, let me tell you, this is Holy Week. I shouldn't even have to tell you that. You probably already know. But it is Holy Week. It is Holy Week. So this is the week leading up literally to the point where Jesus died, made the ultimate sacrifice, and he paid it all for us. But on that third day, somebody got to finish my sentence. Look, on that third day, he did what? He got up. He was resurrected, and he got up with all power in his hands. All power in his hands. Emphasis on power. Woo! All power in his hands. So we just thank God for the resurrection. We thank God for Jesus. Come on now. We thank God for Jesus. And so I really wanted to break down this lyric that I heard in the song. And it just really stuck out to me, because this is like a common thing we talk about on the Career Prosperity Prayer Call. So this is what exactly the lyrics said in that song, Don't Cry by Kirk Franklin. And if you have not heard it, definitely listen to it, tune in. It's a beautiful song, and it will have you in full worship. I was in full worship listening to the song because I love it so much. It's a good message. It's a good news message. And the good news of the song is that he is not dead. He is not dead. Emphasis on Jesus is not dead, because he was resurrected with all power in his hand. He defeated death. He defeated death. So we are just grateful. He shed his blood for us. This is why we plead the blood of Jesus over our lives. We plead the blood of Jesus over our careers. We plead the blood of Jesus over our families. We plead the blood of Jesus over our lives in general. Okay. Yes. Hallelujah. So going back to the lyrics of the song, Don't Cry by Kirk Franklin. It states, so as you go through life's journey, don't you worry, lift up your head. Don't you cry, stop your weeping. He has risen, he's not dead. And then it goes on to say, don't cry. But I want to focus on the part where it says, so as you go through life's journey, don't you worry, lift up your head. My God. So one thing about it as you are going throughout your career journey, I've talked to many, many, many people, and the number one theme of the conversation is always full of anxiety, always full of worry, always full of despair, always full of discouragement. So that's why I'm grateful that God gave me this platform, gave me the assignment to pour into the individuals such as yourself, but also those individuals who I am working with on a private basis as their career coach. I pour into them. I share with them the good news of Jesus. Come on now. Like, the Lord paid it all. But I also give them strategies on how to really alleviate the worry and the anxiety they are feeling in regards to their career journey. One of the number one things is, because first off, it's prayer, right? Prayer, seeking the Lord first, seek ye first the kingdom of God in all things, right? Okay, to start to first alleviate the pressures or alleviate what you may be feeling in your career journey, the woes or the ups or the other downs that you may be feeling in your career journey. But the next thing is to definitely be prepared. Be prepared to go after what you are seeking in your career journey. And being prepared is where I really help the people out. It's where I really pour into them. Being prepared in their resume, being prepared and having their LinkedIn together, being prepared and bringing the confidence and being able to articulate their value add in their career journeys. But let me tell you, that definitely helps alleviate the worry. Yes, they are transformed to really think differently in various different perspectives about their career journey and how they can go forward. Yes, but this is the part that I love about my clients, whether I'm working with a private client, whether I'm working with a student. We always go back to the word. It always lands on the word, how God says he did not give us the spirit of fear, how he tells us to not be anxious for anything. My God, how he tells us how to no weapon formed against us shall prosper. So the weapon may be in the form of a layoff. The weapon may be in the form of chaos in the workplace. The weapon may be in the form of, I don't have the money or the funds right now. But let me tell you who our God is. Let me tell you that we serve a God that will provide every one of our needs. We serve a God, and we know the word to be that the Lord is our shepherd, we shall not want. Or in other words, the Lord is our shepherd, we lack nothing. And so I just stand here today as declare and decree that we lack nothing. We lack nothing in our career journeys. We lack nothing in our business journeys. We lack nothing in our life journey. And so I want you just to declare that and decree that with me this morning, and understand that God is in the midst of every situation that we may be going through. God is in the midst of the layoff, whether you see it or not. God is in the midst of the season where you think that you're experiencing lack. God is in the midst of what you may call a failback, or I've heard that's what some of my students have called it. I've been falling back, and I'm like, or they may say, this is a setback for me. And I'm like, is it really a setback or is it a set up? What is your perspective this morning? What is your perspective? And so I want to encourage you this morning to look at what you may be calling a setback as a set up. A set up for success. A set up to really walk into the will of God, or the purpose that God really has for your life. This is a set up. It is not a setback. So So if you're talking to me or if you're emailing me and you're saying, oh, I've been through some challenges and I want to just say it's been a setback, and I'm going to respond real boldly and say, you mean it's a setup? Because it sounds like it's a setup for you to go into the direction God wants you to go into. It sounds like it's a setup for you to maybe start the business that you were supposed to start. It sounds like it's a setup for you to go into that career path that you know you were supposed to go into, but you said, oh, it don't look like there's no money in it. But let me tell you, if God said to do it, there's nothing to it but to do it. Meaning obey, and obey expeditiously. Be obedient. Obedience is key. Okay? Obedience is key. And so I just wanted to leave that with you all this morning, but I also want to share something that also, because I usually share something that happened throughout the week since we last spoke. And so this is a testimony my husband actually had. He was in the store, and he was price checking an item, and he said, "Ooh, this is this much? My goodness." I think he said it was like 60 something dollars or something like that, but it was for something that we needed unexpectedly. It wasn't like, oh, we going to the grocery store buying food, blah blah blah. No, it wasn't like that. It was something unexpected to us, but not unexpected to God. Let's be clear. And so he did the price check on his phone and everything, and in the system it rang up like 60 something dollars. And so he gets to the register and he scans the item, and the item, it says 1 cent. I was like, oh, what? He was like, I don't know if this is a test or is this a blessing. I know some of you have been there. I don't know if this is a test or it's a blessing. So he calls the attendant that was there, and the person was like, oh, let me get my manager to see if, you know, this is right. Manager came over, and guess what, you all? It was right. 1 cent. 1 cent. 1 cent was the true price, But what we thought was 60 something dollars, what we thought was a little maybe too pricey for this particular item, it ended up bringing up as 1 cent. 1 cent. So yes, that is a blessing. God was definitely all in that, because, but I want to bring it full circle, right? It's some things that we think that is too much. It's some things in life we think that are too much to carry. And you know what? They very well may be too much to carry. But what is not too much to carry? What is too heavy, or what we think is too heavy for us, is never too heavy or too much for the God that we serve. It is never too heavy for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who was resurrected and rose up with all power in his hands. It's never too much for our God. It is never too heavy for him. So whatever it is that you're worried about, whatever it is that is causing you anxiety, whatever it is that is causing, look, I talked about the blood pressure, it's causing your blood pressure to rise unexpectedly, whatever it is, we cast that anxiety out. We cast every variation out in the name of Jesus right now in the name of Jesus. So I just pray that this word really touched you. I really pray that you go and think about what it is that's really got you feeling that this is too heavy for me. This is too much for me. You're right. It is too much for you, but it's never too much for God. So give it all to God. Surrender it. Pray, believe, and execute. Pray, believe, and execute. Meaning pray, of course, the word says pray without ceasing. Believe whatever you are studying in God's word to be true. And execute. Do what you need to do. Do what you're being led to do. But not just do it in your own strength, but do it knowing that you have all of heaven's resources backing you in any and everything that you got going on. All right, you all. So let me share a scripture with you. Of course, this is the season of the Holy Week. Yes. And so I'm going to share Isaiah 53 with you. He was pierced for our transgression. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him. And by his wounds, or by his stripes, we are healed. We are healed. And let me tell you, this is the true like scripture that with the theme of a Jesus paid it all moment. A Jesus paid it all moment. So I want you to go throughout your week, whatever is causing you pain, anxiety, whatever, just be like, Jesus paid it all. Jesus paid it all. Jesus paid it all. Go in this week with that mentality and go and keep that mentality this week and beyond. All right, you all, let's get to this good word of prayer. Lord, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your sons and your daughters under the sound of my voice, God. God, I thank you for lifting us up out of the pits of despair, out of the valleys that are so low to us, God. Thank you for lifting us up and bringing us to where you want us to be, where you desire us to be. So God, I thank you for allowing us to let go of what our will may be and to accept your will for our life, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for paying it all for us. Paying it all for us on the cross, God. We thank you for being resurrected, Jesus, with all power in your hand, Lord. There is nothing too hard for you. There is nothing impossible for you. So, God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you for giving us all of heaven's resources and backing us. And whatever it is that you have assigned us to do in our careers, in our businesses, and in life in general, God, we thank you for working through us. We thank you for shining your light through us to draw men closer, to draw people closer to you. In the name of Jesus, God, give us the courage and holy boldness to share our testimonies, Lord, as we go throughout our life's journey, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we lay down every anxiety. We lay down every fear. We lay down everything that is not of you. And we pick up everything that is of you and everything that you have in store for us, God. We thank you and we love you. And we give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. In Jesus' precious name, I pray. Amen and amen. All right, you all, go forth and conquer and have a blessed and productive work week. And I will catch you back up here next week.
Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.